Good morning. Good Monday morning to you. This is Nadia Shamsuddin. You're listening to Escape from Freedom on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And this morning, my guest is Ted Nettleton from the Voice of the Martyrs, which is a nonprofit interdenominational organization with a vision for aiding Christians around the world who are being persecuted for their faith in Christ, fulfilling the Great Commission, and educating the world about the ongoing persecution of Christians. Todd is the Director of Media Development at VOM. Good morning, Todd. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. It's good to be with you.
Let's start with just giving our audience an overview of persecution in the world and why we should be concerned about it.
Well, persecution of Christians is something that literally dates back to the time of Christ. I think, you know, some Christians think the book of Acts is the story of persecution and that it kind of went away after that. The reality is far different. The reality is that Jesus said, the world hates me, and if you follow me, the world will hate you too. And that's what we see in about 40 nations today, where Christians are hated, they are persecuted, simply because they are followers of Jesus Christ. In some of those countries, you know, the persecution is what we might think of as relatively mild. Their children are prevented from getting an education. They are prevented from having decent jobs. In other cases, though, literally people are laying down their lives because they follow Jesus.
So why should the church in America be concerned about what's going on halfway around the world?
Well, I think one of the things that we have to understand is that this is our family. I think we need to understand the spiritual nature of our Christian brotherhood, the fact that, you know, these are not statistics or people who live in a far-off country. These are our brothers and sisters. And when we have that understanding, then we can kind of respond it becomes very natural for us to respond, to care, to want to do something. The other reason is quite simply the scripture commands us to. Paul wrote, or the writer of Hebrews said, remember those in bonds as if you were bound with them. And if we were bound, if we were the one in prison, if we were the one being beaten on a daily basis, we would want the world to know, and we would want to know that there were people who were praying for us, people who cared. And that's, you know, it's a very simple request for us to pray, for us to care. But when we understand that this is our family that this is happening to, it becomes a very natural response for us. It's not it doesn't take a lot of effort to care. If your brother or your sister is in the hospital, you naturally care. And these are our brothers and sisters that are being persecuted, and it becomes quite natural for us to care when we understand that.
Well, I want to get into, we're going to go to our first break in a second, but I want to get into some of the countries in the world where the worst persecution is going on, and exactly some of the stories that you have, some very personal stories about the leaders in some of these churches. But we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. Stay tuned to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Welcome back. We're talking today with Ted Nettleton of the Voice of the Martyrs. And before we took a break, Todd, we were you were giving us an overview of persecution and why the church in America should be concerned and be engaged in praying for these brothers and sisters in bonds in other countries. Tell us about some of the countries that are the worst offenders of the Christian faith.
Well, there's a great number of countries. We've identified about 40 countries where Christians are persecuted. When you start talking about the very worst places to be a Christian, I think you have to start with North Korea. North Korea is a country, I use the expression North Korea is a prison camp disguised as a country. Everyone in North Korea is oppressed by the government of Kim Jong-il. Kim Jong-il wants to be treated as a god. He wants the people to deify him. And so Christians are singled out. Even though everyone is oppressed, Christians get it worse than everyone else. Their crime is considered treason, really, as well as the religious crime of following a religion that's not approved by the government. But because the government preaches this gospel of Kim Jong-il being a god, when you follow another god, it's not just a religious crime, it's treason against the government, against the dictator there. Christians are often sent to political prisoner camps. The average sentence in prison for following Jesus is 15 years. But once you get to one of those political prisoner camps, your average life expectancy is only 5 years. So a 15-year sentence is essentially the same as a death sentence. Christians are also executed. So North Korea, I think, really is at the top of the list. There are others who are significant persecutors. Saudi Arabia, one of our American allies in the Middle East, does not allow a church building to exist on Saudi soil. They do not recognize the possibility, even, that a Saudi citizen could be anything other than a Muslim. And so Saudis who stand up and say, wait a minute, I'm not a Muslim, I actually follow Jesus, literally put their lives at risk to make any kind of a public statement like that. There are others. China is a significant persecutor. The church is growing at an amazing rate in China, but that is coming with a cost. There's other countries that most people don't know about. One that comes immediately to my mind is the nation of Eritrea, which is in northeastern Africa, above Ethiopia. Eritrea right now has more than 2,000 Christian believers in prison simply for being Christians, simply because the government says that evangelical churches are not allowed to meet. These Christians say our fellowship with other believers is important. They continue to meet, and 2,000 of them are right now in prison because of their faith.
Well, one thing I wanted to comment about Saudi Arabia is that you know, we have a growing number of mosques that are being built in the United States. A friend of mine called me. He had been traveling on the road, and he said in the Northeast Corridor, off of the freeway, he saw this enormous mosque that had just been built. And we talked about that and how ironic that they can come here and use the freedoms that we have in this country, freedom of religion, to build their mosques, to build their schools. In fact, there was a school that was built just outside of Washington, D.C. in Virginia. The local Christians protested this center. It was an Islamic center. It was a mosque and a school that was to have been built on a large tract of land that they were able to purchase. And they went ahead with it. They built it anyway. And there have been a lot of stories that have emerged where a lot of Islamic fundamentalist thinking and rhetoric is being taught in some of these schools that are on sovereign U.S. soil, and yet for us as believers to not be able to have even so much as a Christmas card in the country of Saudi Arabia, especially when our troops were there, it was considered a great offense. So, you know, the hypocrisy that emerges in some of these countries where they can come here and do as they please, but we could never go to their country and freely worship is significant, considering that Saudi Arabia is, as you said, one of our leading allies, and we keep selling them lots and lots of arms, as of recently, in fact.
Yeah, it is an amazing amount of hypocrisy. And one of the interesting things, you mentioned the mosques here in the United States. Much of those are funded by the Saudi government. They are providing that money, donating it to different Islamic societies here, donating it to build mosques and Islamic information centers to spread that religion here in America. But, you know, imagine if our government said, as a way of educating the Saudi people, we're going to send a shipping container full of Bibles so that you can understand Christianity. You know, you can imagine what the response would be. And yet, as you say, they are building mosques. They are doing the outreach here in America, taking advantage of the freedom that this country offers while not offering any freedom for their citizens to find out about Christianity or to choose to follow Christ.
Well, and they're also free to proselytize in the prisons. I don't know if you've been aware of that, but they've been sending in, quote, Muslim missionaries and getting converts in American prisons. Have you been hearing about that?
I have heard a little bit about it, not an extensive amount, but I know that is happening. And, you know, I've seen reports that say the next terrorists that attack America will be Americans who were recruited in prison, and that's something that we should be aware of and should be conscious of and concerned about.
So tell me, what's happening? Give us a couple of specific stories about churches in some of these countries and what's happening to some of the members and some of the pastors.
One of the stories that has come to our office in the last few months is a story from North Korea. We have a network of people who are working in North Korea, who are working along the border in China with North Korean people. Last summer, we lost contact with some of the people that we had previously had contact with, Christians inside North Korea. They just sort of dropped off the map, and we weren't sure exactly what had happened or what had gone on with them. In September, the North Korean government held a big press conference in Pyongyang and said, "We have captured 9 spies." These people were working for foreign intelligence organizations. They were undermining the North Korean government. And through kind of putting 2 and 2 together, we now understand that the believers that we had had contact with are these people who have been accused of spying. They have been arrested. Their family has had no contact with them. I got an email just last week from one of our contacts who's active in that part of the world who said the assumption now is that these Christians have been executed. It would be very surprising if they're still alive. And, you know, to the North Korean government, they say they're spies. They tell the world they're spies. But the reality is these are Christian people who want to follow Christ and live in North Korea, and it appears that it has cost them their lives at this time. we do know there's a church in North Korea. We do know it is growing. And some of the things we're hearing about the nature of that country, the infrastructure, particularly in the outlying areas, is literally falling apart. And, you know, that's bad news for the people there, but it's good news from the sense that the government cannot exercise that iron-fisted control that they have in the past simply because the infrastructure is not there to do it. They can't get to some of these areas. The roads are going bad. The train tracks are falling apart. And so they're losing some of that control in these outlying areas. And from what we're hearing, the church is then growing in those areas as the government control kind of backs off. But as these Christian believers have found now probably been executed, that growth of the church is not going to come for free in North Korea. It's going to be a costly thing.
Well, you know, there's an old expression, an old adage that says that the blood of the martyrs is gives increase to the church. Is that true? Have you seen that?
It is an interesting chicken and egg question, and I think the reason I say that is because as the church grows, there is more persecution. Now, we see that in China, we see it in North Korea, we see it in the Middle East, and as there is more persecution, the church grows. It's, you know, I don't know which is the cause and which is the effect, but we definitely see the church growing in these restricted nations. And one of the amazing things that happens is that the persecutors see how the church deals with persecution. They see that Christians do not hate. They offer forgiveness. They offer love. And in that, they literally live out the spirit of Jesus Christ, who, you know, on the cross said, "Forgive them, for they know not what they do." As the persecutors see how the Christians respond, as they see that forgiveness, they are often then drawn into the church and into faith in Christ because they've seen up close and personal how that happens. We had a story in our newsletter last year about a person who went to a prison camp in North Korea and literally was worked and tortured until the point that he died in that prison camp. But a few weeks later, the guard, the head guard of that camp, went and found some Christians and said, "I want to know what made that guy different." And out of that now has been planted a little church in this prison camp simply because of the way this Christian man died, the way he gave his life, continuing to love those who were persecuting him. That witness was so powerful that it won people to Christ, and we see that around the world. So yes, I think the blood of the martyrs truly is the seed of the church, but I don't know if it's, you know, as the church grows, there's more persecution, or as there's more persecution, the church grows. I think it's one of those great mysteries of how God uses persecution to strengthen and build the church.
Well, that's a very, very powerful treatise about what's going on, and it's being multiplied and increased daily. We're going to take another break, and we'll be right back. Stay with us.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
And we're back. Glad that you've joined us today. We're talking with Todd Nettleton of Voice of the Martyrs. And before we get back to the show, I wanted to bring you a brief word from one of our sponsors, a longtime sponsor of RBN. Herbal Healer Academy is providing a free catalog to all RBN listeners and a free online newsletter. Herbal Healer provides natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters, and information on our ongoing research on natural health. Visit Herbal Healer Academy today. Go to www.herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy has a huge variety of natural products and has different specials. Visit herbalhealer.com and let them know you heard about them on RBN. And I want to invite some of my listeners, if you'd like to weigh in today or if you've got a story or a question, our number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And Todd, I want to be, you know, this is a very passionate subject for me because I have worked as a missionary and I've met a number of people who have first-hand stories, or one that actually escaped a prison in Egypt after he converted from Islam to Christianity. Yet his brother had been left behind, and he told some pretty horrid stories about food deprivation and physical torture, as well as being told that he would be starved if he didn't recant his faith in Christ. And one of the things that I find it's important for Americans to be aware of what's going on is that I don't think that we are completely immune to the possibility of that happening in this country eventually, and I'll tell you why. If you look at the globalist agenda, or you call it the Illuminati or One World Order, New World Order, whatever you want to call it, one of the basic aspects of the agenda is to destroy religion and what Karl Marx called the opiate of the people. And for decades in America, we have seen Christianity being eroded. And if I could, Todd, I want to share just a couple of summaries of court cases that have occurred in the last few decades. One in particular about what's going on in schools, it was ruled that it is unconstitutional for students to see the Ten Commandments since they might read, meditate upon them, respect, or obey them. And that was a ruling of Stone versus Graham in 1980, Ring versus Grand Forks public school district in 1980 and Lanner versus Wimmer in 1981. So we have three rulings on virtually the same thing. If a student prays over his lunch, it is unconstitutional for him to pray aloud. That was Reed versus Van Hoven, 1965. It is unconstitutional for a kindergarten class to ask whose birthday is celebrated by Christmas. Flory versus Sioux Falls School District in 1979. And I could go on and on because there's lots and lots of examples. So my philosophy is that if we express mercy, we will be shown mercy. And I think one of the ways that we express mercy is our concern for some of these Christians that are being persecuted in the countries like you mentioned, in North Korea, Saudi Arabia, China, Iran, Egypt. There are a lot of countries that I think Americans would be quite surprised to learn are oppressing Christians. So I wanted to ask you, though, Todd, what exactly does it mean to be persecuted for your faith? How does that play out if you're living in, let's say, China?
Well, one of the things that we go back to, you know, the name of our ministry is the Voice of the Martyrs. If you look back to the Greek, the origin of the word martyr, that word didn't just mean somebody who died. The literal interpretation is simply witness. Somebody who is a witness for Christ is a martyr. Now, we obviously, that has sort of changed and come to mean someone who died because of their witness. But the reality is that all of us, in the original Greek sense, should be martyrs. All of us should be witnesses for our faith, witnesses for Christ. Persecution comes when we are required to give up something because of that witness. And, you know, sometimes it's a job, sometimes it's a friendship, sometimes it's our life. And you mentioned the thought that this could come to America, and I think that is a legitimate question. When is that going to happen? We see it happening in the court system. We see it happening just a month or so ago at the YWAM base in Denver, where a gunman came in shooting Christians. He went to a church afterwards and shot Christians. His target was to find people who were followers of Jesus Christ and kill them. That is a clear sense of persecution right here in the United States. The reality is we don't know, you know, what the future holds. We know that we're called on to be ready. We're called on to stand for Christ, whatever happens. And I think, you know, when we talk about this country, I don't know what will happen in our lifetimes, but I think particularly for our children, we need to raise them up persecution-proof. We need to raise them up to stand whatever comes their way. Sometimes in a case like China, and China is such a huge country that there is a great deal of variety in how Christians are treated. There are some places in China where it's pretty open. There's others where the persecution is very intense.
Well, we're going to take one more break, and we'll be right back. Stay with us. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Thanks for joining us this morning. We're talking with Todd Nettleton of Voice of the Martyrs. And Todd, I wanted to ask you about the book, Fox's Book of Martyrs. Now, I don't know if our listeners are aware that this is a Christian classic that emerged out of the 16th century oppression of Mary Tudor, the daughter of King Henry VIII, who reigned for 5 years previous to Queen Elizabeth, and she tried to restore the Catholic faith and in the process put to death several hundred Protestants. Is this a book that you would suggest people that are interested in the subject get their hands on and read?
It's definitely a book I would recommend. I'll tell you, we came out last year with a updated version of it. It's called Fox, Voices of the Martyrs, and Fox is F-O-X-E, which is the name of John Fox, the man who started it. He died in the 1500s. Last year we released a book that contained martyr stories right up through the end of 2006. So literally took from the time of Christ and the apostles right up to 2006. This is an incredible book to immerse yourself in the stories of those who have given their lives for Christ. You know, one of the things that I think we need to make clear, and I think if you're hearing this interview and you think, man, I don't know if I want to read a story about a bunch of people getting killed, that's going to depress me. That's going to bring me down. The reality is exactly the opposite. As you see these people stand for Christ right to the very end, the incredible miracle is that we're encouraged, that we're challenged, that we want to stand for Christ as well. And I think as we read these stories ourselves, as we share them with our children, we produce a stronger faith within our hearts. We produce more depth. We get deeper roots and stronger roots into the gospel, into what it means to live and die for Christ. But Fox's Book of Martyrs and this new version, Fox, Voices of the Martyrs, would be an excellent addition to a person's library, a Christian school library, a church library. These stories challenge and encourage our faith as we read them. And I think you can't help but walk away a little stronger Christian than you were when you picked up the book.
Hmm. And that's the goal, I'm sure. That was the intent of the writer to tell all these stories. We have a caller on the line, Davey from Texas. You're on the air.
Good morning, Nadia.
Good morning, David.
How are you today?
I'm well, thanks.
I wanted to recommend right up front a couple of chapters out of the Bible to clarify the issue. One would be James chapter 1, Isaiah chapter 14, and the book of Obadiah. And also I'd like to point out that a clear and unmistakable case of persecution of Christians and religious oppression of Christians took place in Texas at Waco back in 1993, wherein they used military equipment against people in a church and murdered them all. And I don't think you can get a more unmistakable example of persecution of Christians than that. And furthermore, you know, the manifestation of truth through the Messiah is essentially where the whole issue revolves around. And I thank you for establishing that as a fact.
Well, thanks for your call, Davey. I appreciate your comments. Yeah, I think we're going to see. I think we're going to see an increase in situations that express the repression of Christianity. I don't see how it could be going any other way. And my listeners know that I've been somewhat consistently critical of the current administration and all the hypocrisy that is played out in the policies of invading a sovereign nation and mass murdering people, and yet we call ourselves a Christian nation, and George Bush claims to be a Christian. It's a horrible context within which the world should view us in this hypocrisy, and but I don't see it changing. I don't see it going in the opposite direction. Now, one thing I wanted to ask you is, Todd, if you would share with our audience the story of Voice of the Martyrs and about Pastor Wormbrand and how the ministry got started.
Well, Voice of the Martyrs, last October was our 40th anniversary of the opening of the ministry, the founding of it. Our founder was Pastor Richard Wormbrand and his wife Sabina. Pastor Wormbrand was a Jewish convert to Christianity in the nation of Romania during the communist times there. He became a Lutheran pastor and was actively involved in ministry. First, when Romania was occupied by the Nazis, he was involved in ministry to the Germans. Then, as the Soviets came in, he was involved in ministry to the Russian troops and involved in underground church work during the communist times there. Because of that, he spent a total of 14 years in prison. 3 of those years, he was in a underground solitary confinement cell. For 3 straight years, he did not see another human being. He did not see the sun. He literally was underground for 3 years of his 14 years in prison. It was while he was in prison, though, that the Lord really gave him the idea for a ministry to people like him, people who were in prison for their faith, people who were suffering because they were Christian believers. Pastor Wormbrand was ransomed out of Romania. The going rate for a political prisoner at that time was $1,500. The price for Pastor Wormbrand was $10,000. He was ransomed out of the country. Before he left, the communist police took him aside. They said, "Pastor Wormbrand, you're going to the West. You can talk about God all you want, but don't say what happened to you. Don't say what we did to you." As soon as he got out of the country, he began to do exactly that, to talk about his time in prison, to talk about the suffering, but more than that, to talk about the people who were still there, the people who he had met in the prisons that were still in Romania and still suffering because of their faith in Christ. Everywhere Pastor Wormbrand went, the natural response of Christians was, "Well, you know, we want to help those people. How do we do that?" And his response was to found the Voice of the Martyrs, really to be a bridge between the church here in the free West, here in the United States, and the church in these restricted nations. We help them in very practical ways, like printing Bibles and getting Bibles into them, supporting Christian broadcast, providing humanitarian aid to Christians who are affected by persecution. And in the United States, we serve as a voice for them, telling the American church what's happening with our brothers and sisters, calling on them to pray for the persecuted church and to fellowship with them in practical ways. Pastor Wormbrand and Sabina, who spent 3 years in a labor camp herself because of her Christian work, have now gone on to eternity, but we continue the ministry that they founded, like I say, to be a bridge between the church in the free world and the church in these restricted nations.
And, yeah, I want to tell people that they can actually write letters to prisoners, and there's a website you have, prisoneralert.com. You can also send an action pack, and you can find out more about what that is by visiting persecution.com. You can sign up for the free monthly VOM newsletter that they can send either by email and or in snail mail. You can call 1-800-75-VOICE or, again, visit the website at persecution.com. Todd, we have a caller on the line. It's Mike in Idaho. Good morning, Mike.
Thank you. Good morning. Thank you for taking the call.
Sure.
I had read Pastor Wormbrand's book, Tortured for Christ, and gained a lot of insight from it. And anybody that reads that book and doesn't come away with some type of a broken heart needs to check for a pulse. The question I have revolves around the 501c3 church organization. It would seem to me that in that persecution, there was state churches, and there were people within those state churches to try to help. I don't ever see where Pastor Wormbrand talked about, you know, trying to stand against the formulation of a state church. Also, the question would be, would you think that we should be telling our pastors and congregants that a state church isn't good through the 501c3? Would you take that route?
Well, I think that there's a difference. One of the places that we talk about the state church, we talk about China, and the official three self patriotic movement government approved church. And 20% of the Christians in China go to a state approved church. 80% of them worship in what we call unregistered churches or house churches, which are illegal. The reason they do that is because they say quite simply, Christ is the head of the church, not the Communist Party. And when the Communist Party says where we can meet or what we can preach about or who can come, then we're not willing to come under that authority. We say Christ is the head of the church, we'll serve him and only him. When it comes to the American church and the issue of tax-exempt status, I think at this point I don't see where the government is saying what we can preach and who can come, and having that level of control. I think that is something we should be aware of, though, and in the future, if it does come to that point, then I think it will behoove us as churches to pull out of that system and simply say Christ is the head of the church. If it comes to following him or following our government, we will follow him. If we can do both, that would be our preference. I think of the people that we meet in these countries, they would love it if their country would open up a little bit and allow them to worship freely. They are patriotic citizens who love their country, but they simply say, Christ is the head of the church. Our first loyalty is to him. And I think that should be our approach here as well.
Excellent. And the thing I had was there, Fox's Book of Martyrs, I think is a later book of persecution. I believe that there was one written prior to it that really didn't have a Catholic bent in it, called The Churches in the Valley of the Piedmont. Have you ever heard of that book?
I have not. I have heard of another book called The Martyr's Mirror, which is similar to Fox's. I don't know the timing. I don't know if it came before or after, but I have not heard of the one you mentioned.
Well, it's out of print. I've got a photostatic copy of it, and it's in the Old English, very, very hard to read. But I would really like to see that reprinted. And if And if you wanted to take it another task in printing a book, maybe that would be something that would be new for your readers. As you know, heck, it'd be new to me to read it.
Well, let me ask you something, Mike. Did you find that on the internet somewhere?
No. No, my father was a pastor many years ago, and he ran across it in his searches and studies. And it differs from Fox's Book of Martyrs because it talks about the state church. It talks about how the Catholics were persecuting the Christians, to where Fox's Book of Martyrs just says that, you know, people were persecuted. It doesn't really, it doesn't point the finger as vividly as I think history should need to point.
Well, Mike, I wanted to address a point that you brought up about the state. And Todd, you said that we're not quite at the point where the state is coming in and telling preachers what to preach. Are you familiar with the program that's been going on for the last couple of years with FEMA? They've been going and talking to pastors, and they've been telling their pastors what to tell their congregation. Have you been hearing about this?
No, I haven't.
Well, I'm going to be doing a show. I've been talking with a pastor about that, and he's come out and he's gone public about it, and I'm going to have him on my show. And they've been going in and establishing dialogue with pastors and telling them, if we ever have martial law, you need to tell your congregation that they must comply with what they're ordered to do. So we are seeing, we are hearing echoes. There are shades of this that are coming down the pike. It's just that you won't hear it in the mainstream news. That's why I do this show, because I want to bring things out in the open. I want people to be aware of what's going on. I'm sure other people on RBN have talked about it. I just haven't had anybody on my show yet about it, but I'm definitely going to be discussing that because it's something that everybody needs to know about.
One last thing about that.
Yeah, go ahead, Mike.
There is a church in Texas. I was listening to another radio program last night, a rebroadcast from a Friday's broadcast, and they had a caller in that said that they're running this church, a very large church, is running advertisements on how to stay calm during a disaster, and you might want to look to see when that is. The church is going to be hosting a class to teach the public and their parishioners or congregates that during a state of an emergency, this is how you stay calm.
Well, that's part of it.
They're preaching Romans 13, which is a good passage.
Exactly.
I love Romans 13.
Right.
However, that was Hitler's favorite chapter of the Bible, and he took it out of context.
This is exactly what's going on, Mike. They're using a network of local people in partnership with people who they're appealing to be patriotic and be part of your community, help your community. This is how they're appealing to people. But what you're discussing and that promotion is exactly part of the agenda that FEMA has been instigated with pastors, and it's still ongoing. Well, we're going to take another break, and when we come back, I want to tell people again how they can get involved, either by praying or visiting a website, donating money, reading more. I think people need to educate themselves more about what's been going on, and I want to give the two websites again, theprisoneralert.com, where you can go and you can actually sign up to write a letter of encouragement to a prisoner, as well as persecution.com, where you can learn more about Voice of the Martyrs, sign up for the free monthly newsletter, and get information about what's going on around the world with your brothers and sisters in Christ. This is a story that I think everyone needs to understand that's going on. As I said earlier, I think it's coming to America. We're seeing echoes of it, and we've been reading about it for decades, how Christians and their faith in the United States, through the court system and through a lot of social groups, are pressing down on people being more expressive about their faith and eradicating Scripture out of school. And when prayers came out of school decades ago, we saw the erosion of a lot of things, including performance of students. so it's an important issue. We'll be right back. Stay with us to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Welcome back to our final segment. And Todd, I wonder if you would share with us some personal experiences you have had in meeting with persecuted Christians in some of those restricted nations.
Well, there's two that come immediately to mind. One is one of the very first trips I took for Voice of the Martyrs back in 1999. There were three of us guys from VOM that went over to China. While we were there, we met with a pastor who had been arrested like 11 times in the year before we were there. And he was involved in a very large unregistered church, and they had services on Tuesday. Typically what the government would do was arrest him Tuesday morning, hold him at least 24 hours until those services were over so that he couldn't be there and be involved and preach, and then they'd let him go. But they had told him, listen, if you keep coming back, we're going to have to hold you for 2 weeks. And we were there on a Monday afternoon, so it was the day before this service, and the three of us at different times asked, you know, sort of amazedly, so, you know, tomorrow you're going to go to the service. Yes, of course I'm going to go. You're probably going to be arrested, probably. Aren't you afraid? I mean, it was just kind of, you know, doesn't this bother you? And he got the most amazing smile on his face, and he said, why do I need to be afraid? The Lord is with me. The Lord's going to look out for me. Why would I need to be afraid? And I think all three of us came away from that just blown away by his faith and challenged in our own. You know, why do we need to be afraid? Why do I need to be afraid to talk to my neighbor or to invite him to church? Why do I need to be afraid? Because the Lord's looking out for me. The other experience I would share is one that happened just last year. Last April, three Christian men were killed in the country of Turkey, and I had the privilege of going and meeting with their widows last summer and sitting down with them and hearing their stories. This is an amazing story of forgiveness because 24 hours after their husbands were killed, these two ladies were on national TV in Turkey offering forgiveness to the men who had killed their husbands, something that is unheard of in that Muslim culture. The Muslim culture teaches if you hit me, I need to hit you back harder. It doesn't have a teaching of forgiveness and reconciliation. And so these ladies on national TV gave forgiveness 24 hours after their husbands were killed. And I asked them, you know, quite simply, how do you do that? How is that even possible? And both of them shared how the Lord had simply given them the grace to forgive the men who'd killed their husband. Had just, one of them I recall very clearly said, you know, I have not had one moment of hatred towards those people or anger or bitterness towards them. The Lord simply gave me the grace to forgive them. And they shared that. They are continuing to follow Christ in the country of Turkey, a country that is, you know, heavily, heavily Muslim. You know, out of 70 million people, the estimates are that there's about 3,000 born-again believing Christians in that country. And so it's a tiny, tiny minority, and yet they are serving Christ at great cost. And I came away from that trip just blown away by the grace of these ladies who had lost their husbands in a very violent and horrible way, and yet were able to forgive and give grace to the people. And one of them said, you know, we are hoping to go to the prison and visit these men that are accused of this crime and give them Bibles. I thought, what better testimony of God's grace?
Well, you have some powerful stories, and we're just about out of time, Todd, but I appreciate your coming on. I want to remind everyone to visit prisoneralert.com as well as persecution.com. And don't forget to visit our website at republicbroadcasting.org. And that's all we have for today. Todd, thanks for coming on.
You're very welcome. And, thanks for having me.
Yep, and I'll see everybody tomorrow. But remember, the price of liberty is eternal vigilance. Go make it a good day.
To everything you turn.
With recent international flights.